Today at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, students and doctors got a crash course in microfinancing, a social science that strives to empower the poor by providing low-cost small loans for entrepreneurial endeavors and community expenses. WBAI's Lucas Reckhouse was at Mount Sinai and files this report.
Across the world, credit has become the medium of financial exchange. Recently, it has resulted in massive debt. But debt doesn't need to be massive. Muhammad Yunus is a Nobel Prize Peace winner for his work on microfinance in Bangladesh. The Grameen Bank, which he founded, has pioneered the field of microfinance and shown that small loans can make a huge difference in poor communities.
Grameen Bank lends out over $1.5 billion every year. And all this money comes from within the system of the bank. It doesn't take money from outside. It doesn't take money from any bank, government, or international agency. So all the money is generated inside the bank by taking deposits and then lending the money, borrowers, to the poor people. Of this $1.5 billion in deposits, nearly $1 billion of it comes from the savings of the borrower themselves.
Key to microfinancing is that you create a place for people to return with the money they make from their loan, creating a cycle of borrowing and lending which supports the entire community.
Today there are many borrowers, many branches, where the total deposits of the borrowers exceed the loan they have taken. It's a reverse situation.
Yunus says that a new type of business needs to emerge in which profit is not at the goal, but problem elimination.
One of the things that is missing in the world, in our framework of thinking, in our conceptual framework, we have not treated business to solve problems. We have created only one kind of business to make money. So I started calling them social business. It's a non-dividend company to solve problems.
He stresses that self-sustainability is key to this concept. This is not hard to achieve when the motives of the business are clear. Unlike philanthropy, which separates people into categories of donors and recipients, perpetrating a system of inequality, Yunus's social business model sees everyone profit on a stable trajectory.
When I talk about it, some people say, well, if you want to be good to other people, if you want to do good to the society, why can't you go outside of the business world and become a philanthropist? I said, yes, that's the only option you left. But philanthropy that I see has a limitation. In philanthropy, money goes out, does an excellent job, but it doesn't come back. So you have only one time use of your money. So next time you want to do that, you need the equal amount of money to do the equal amount of job. So you have to go around and find that money. What I'm proposing, if you can transform this whole thing into a business module, then you give the money, you send, you put the money in, it works, get the job done, and the money comes back. And you send it back again, and does it again. So it becomes a perpetually running machine.
For WBAI News, I'm Lucas Reckhouse.